Phoenix Audio presents
The Long Goodbye by Raymond Chandler. The first time I laid eyes on Terry Lennox, he was drunk in a Rolls Royce outside the terrace of the Dancers. The parking lot attendant was holding the door open because Terry Lennox's left foot was dangling outside. He had a young-looking face, but his hair was bone white. There was a girl beside him. Over her shoulder, she had a blue mink. The girl said, "Why don't we just take a cab to your place and get your convertible?" The white-haired lad said politely, "Awfully sorry, but I was compelled to sell it for eating money." The attendant let the car door swing open. The drunk promptly slid and landed on the blacktop. I went over and got him under the arms and got him on his feet. "Thank you so very much," he said politely. The girl slid under the wheel. "He gets so goddamn English when he's loaded." She let the clutch in, and the roll started to glide and was gone. And I was still holding the man up, and he was now asleep. "Get my car, will you?" I said to the attendant. He brought my olds over and helped me get him into the front seat. The customer opened an eye and thanked us and went to sleep again. The right side of my new friend's face was frozen and whitish and seamed with thin, fine scars. "What you aim to do with him?" asked the attendant. "Take him home and sober him up." He grinned. "Okay, sucker. But them booze hounds just make a man a lot of trouble for no fun." He was partly right, of course. Terry Lennox made me plenty of trouble. But after all, that's my line of work. I was living in a house on Yucca Avenue in the Laurel Canyon District. It was a small hillside home on a dead-end street with a long flight of redwood stairs to the front door. I got the drunk up them somehow. I dragged him inside and he snored for an hour. Then he came awake and wanted to know where the hell he was. He said his name was Terry.